This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A member of Israel's three-person war cabinet says there are new attempts underway to reach a ceasefire deal to pause the war in Gaza. But Benny Gantz said on Wednesday Israel is ready to press ahead with its offensive in the southern city of Rafah during the upcoming Muslim holy month of Ramadan, despite widespread international opposition. Egypt's economy is facing serious hurdles after revenue from the country's most strategic asset, the Suez Canal, dropped by nearly half. Edward Uranian has more on the story from Cairo.
The Greek-flagged grain ship Sea Champion was slightly damaged Wednesday by two ballistic missiles fired by the northern Yemen-based Houthi group, which says it is attacking Western ships in solidarity with Hamas militants fighting Israel. Because of such attacks, many ships that normally pass by Yemen, headed to or from the Suez Canal, are now avoiding the area. This has deeply cut the revenue Egypt typically receives from ships going through the canal, according to Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. Edward Uranian, VOA News, Cairo.
The Houthis and Hamas are U.S.-designated terrorist groups. Farmers protesting in India used kites on Wednesday to ensnare political drones used by security forces to fire tear gas on demonstrators in an attempt to disperse them. In addition to the kites, the farmers also had slingshots and flare guns to fire against the drones. For the past week, thousands of farmers fought pitched battles with security forces some 200 kilometers north of Delhi after police stopped their march to the capital to demand higher prices for crops from the government.